It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome back to Building Alaska, where we sit down with the people that shape the future of this awesome state from the ground up. Today's guest is someone who's lived in Alaska and just from just about every angle. Josh Church is a lifelong Alaskan, a Marine veteran with years of service and in special operations, a builder by trade, and now a candidate for lieutenant governor. So from working construction jobs across the state to deployments around the world, and then coming back home to build a business, family, and a life here in Alaska. His story is really about service, resilience, and what it means to lead. Josh, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy but productive life that you got going on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. And I love this show. I mean, Building Alaska, that's what I want to do. That's what I think we all want to do. We want to build our families, our homes, our businesses. We want to build our communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've been on a show a few times and our listeners have given us some really good feedback. So they really enjoyed the show that when you were on.
Good.
Yeah. So our listeners, it's so awesome to just run into random people, whether it's at the store, whether it's at church, whether it's, you know, at work. Sometimes we'll get calls in and they just share their experience when they get to tune in on their Saturday afternoons on the show. We did talk quite a bit about where you came from,
right,
a little bit about your background. But specifically for those people who don't really know you on a more personal level, this show will be more based off of getting to know who you are and how you work in this state. And so my first question for you is, you know, when you think about, when you think back to growing up in Alaska, so what stands out as the moment that really shaped who you are?
Yeah, when we moved back here, we moved back in 2000. We were in the Philippines for 4 years before that on a mission trip. And moving back to Alaska, we built our home. My dad was a builder. But that was kind of new for me, and it was, that was a learning experience, learning how to work, learning how to build. And so then the next summer, we decided to build a home to sell, a spec home, a speculation home, you know. And that was the first real job. I mean, I'd had some other little jobs before that, but that was the first real responsibility. My dad said to my brother and my sister and I that the three of you are going to build this house. I'll come out and show you how to do it. And then I'm going to leave and you're going to frame up walls and stuff. And we hired an engineer, Charlie Jeanette, to come out and make sure we weren't doing things crazy. So we'd talk to him and he'd explain, you know, how much rebar we needed in the foundation and whatnot. But it was a huge amount of responsibility. And I got to see and learn how to build something. And then, you know, I still see these houses that we built over those next, you know, 6 or so years where we're building houses and working through high school and paying my way into college, and they're still there today, right? People
That's
are
awesome.
Still living in them. And
yeah.
So to me, that was sort of foundational. You learned how to work hard, earn a return, earn something for yourself, but you provided something for people to live in. You provided something for the community and you did a quality job. The building's still there, still
yep.
serving people,
yep.
you know? So that was pretty foundational to me.
That is awesome. And what better way to have and to start that than with your father?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a real blessing.
That's huge. You know, not many fathers are in the picture at all. You know,
yep.
if they are, they're not examples. And,
right.
and what's really sad is it's sad to say that men nowadays, they don't know. They don't know how to be a father to their child. You know, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how much do I allow my son, being 4 or 5 years old, how much can he handle at that age? But my wife tells me, just get him out there. Even if he's just picking up nails off of the ground, let him be out there.
And I think, you know, my dad just turned 80 a couple of days ago. And I don't think I appreciated at that time how difficult it probably was for him. I mean, the generosity, he had to risk his finance. We didn't have a lot of money back then coming back from the mission field. So he was risking what little bit of money he had
yeah.
with his to his kids to teach them how to build. It would have been much easier for him to say, well, you know, you're 14, get a ride to McDonald's and work at McDonald's, right? I mean, that's what most people do, right? Yeah. So he took a risk on us and had to, you know, sometimes the projects take twice as long when you have to teach some kids how to do it. So he invested a lot in us, and that was a real, real blessing. And that's a huge part of why I've been as successful as I have, is because of the blessing of people that poured into my lives, like my father.
That is good. That is good. And the fact that what he invested in you guys, somebody else is able to partake in it. You know, those buildings, it's quality. It's quality. Yep. And that was built by a family who cares. And so
I just want to interrupt you and just say, for those that maybe didn't have a father like that, like I was blessed, my grandfather, his dad died at 6. And so he chose to learn how to be that, even though he didn't have that, right? And that, because my grandfather chose to be a good father, even when he didn't have one, I got a good father, right? Yeah. And so you can impact generations, right?
Yes.
And so maybe you didn't have the blessing I did, but you can be that blessing for generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're very right. I was just talking to a couple of my friends earlier today, and we were actually talking about that. Is, okay, yes, you can blame it on the people that were there before you, but the fact that you're an adult, and I came across this quote last week, and it says, when you become an adult, your responsibility is to grow up. It's you know, just because you probably didn't have it that good, it doesn't mean that you don't get to that. Right. And so making that decision now will impact for generations to come. And so, you know, you were talking about construction. So you've worked in construction, served in special operations, and now you're in business. So what's the common thread that ties all of those chapters together for you?
Yeah. I think for a lot of guys that have, they've caught the bug at some point in their life, they're like beavers, right? You just have to build. You walk into, you just have to make something better. You know, you buy a new house and you think, there's a fence that needs to go up there, or I need to clear these trees so there's more sunlight, or whatever it is. You see a problem, and like a beaver, you just have to fix it. And my dad, I guess, imparted that to me. So that bug has been in my life. And growing up in construction, it was always building. Getting into the military and special operations, you know, I was thinking about the national security issues, 9/11 had happened and things. And so I wanted to be a part of the solution. I wanted to solve a problem. And now I'm in investment planning and wealth management. And to some extent, it's the same thing. And I'm not swinging a hammer anymore. But when you look at a project, you're going to buy a house and fix it up. You run the numbers in your head. You pencil them out and you figure out, can you solve this problem? Well, if I change the siding here, nope, that's too expensive. This won't work. Well, what if I do this? And you run those numbers to figure it out. And all you're doing is solving a problem. And so I feel like I'm doing the same thing in investment planning. I look and say, okay, how much do you need to retire? What are your assets? What do we need to invest in? What kind of return do we need to get? How much risk can we afford to take to get to that? And it's all the same thing. Whether you're bidding a project, buying a house, or you're looking at investing, you're just trying to figure out, how do you crack the problem? The part that I don't get to do anymore very much is swinging the hammer, the physical exercise, lifting the generator, throwing out my back. That part I miss a little bit. And it's fun to see walls go up and to see something produced at the end of the day. Yeah. So there's a lot of good in the trades that I miss. But the crux of the problem solving, that doesn't change.
Yeah. Wow, that's well put. Well put. That gets my gears going too. You know, I've been looking online and asking people and sitting down with old timers and try to pick their brains and find out, you know, where do I start? What do I do? Like, how can I get to where I want to go? And pretty much how they summed it up was, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
you got to start somewhere. And your brother Seth, he said the exact same thing. He goes, you know, a lot of people they look at, okay, they see the overall picture. They're like, I want to get to this point in my life. But they refuse to start somewhere where sometimes it's at their own house. Like you said, you buy a house, put up a fence, clear some trees. And so that's really good. That's really, really good. And you were talking a little bit about throwing your back out and, you know, getting there, you know, ruffling up, you know, some of that work gear. But my question to you right now is, so was there ever a moment, whether either in the military or after, that you were pushed to your limits?
Yeah. I mean, I think if we're honest with ourselves, right, most of us will have moments in our lives where it's too much, you know, stuff happens. And so I've definitely had those moments. We lost some people in Afghanistan. And I think some of those were errors, that were made, you know, and I blame some people in my command for that. And I blamed myself for not, you know, being able to make different decisions to be able to not fix the problems. And, mm-hmm. There are definitely moments that you struggle with and you carry those for the rest of your life. I think when you make mistakes, or when you maybe didn't make a mistake, but you weren't able to solve it, it's hard to wrestle with that. Why did this happen? Why wasn't I able to fix it? Why, you know, and the reality I think I've come to is, you know, there's a God in heaven, and it's not me, right? And so I have to do the best job that I can, and I have to learn from my failings and my mistakes. And when I see other people fail, I have to eventually work to forgive them because I want forgiveness. Part of the reason I got out of the military at 9 years instead of 20 is I had lost faith in the mission and what we were doing. And we were fighting wars that we weren't winning and people were dying. And it was time for me to move on, you know? And so then I came back here and I sort of pulled in my horns and said, I'm going to just focus on my family and my community. And that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years is I'm going to ignore national stuff and I'm going to focus on my family. Then, you know, I was asked recently to run for the state, and I after considering it, eventually I decided that this was a problem that I needed to step up to the plate on. And that's how I look at it, is like, you have to decide, do I have the ability and the talent to fix this? If I just complain about the weather, like, there's nothing I can do about it, right? And I can complain about tariffs or the president or this or that or whatever it is. I can't change that, but I can go down and get on the Animal Control Commission and help be a vote. And I've done that, right? Well, now somebody said, this is the right guy. I want him to be the lieutenant governor. I want him to run with me. So now I'm running for that because that's within my sphere of influence now. But you're right. You just have to start somewhere with what you're able to do.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And we're about to go to our short break here soon. But so with that, you know, you've gone from high risk combat, environments to helping people manage financial risk. So how do those worlds connect in your mind?
Yeah, I think that when you're a team and you're fighting and you're getting shot at and blown up, you have a responsibility to each other and you have a brotherhood, right? Mm-hmm. And you take that very seriously. And, you know, there are people that, if I could snap my fingers, you know, it's not up to me, but I would have traded places with them, right? I would rather be in the ground and them be here, but I don't get to make that choice. But I think people forget in finance. They think it's just money. They think it's just a game, but you're affecting somebody's lives. Their savings, they work their whole life for that. And that's their retirement. That's their time to go visit their grandkids. They're like the rest of their life, and they spent 30, 40, 50 years saving for that money. And so you have, if you're in finance and you're helping people with their retirements, you have a really big responsibility. Just like you do in the military when you've got your battle buddies that like, hey, I've got your back. Well, if people are giving you their life savings, they're trusting you. That's a big deal, right? And so I view that in that same light, that we're in this together and I have a duty to these clients. And so then part of that is to make it grow. And part of it is to make sure we don't blow it up. You know, we don't take the wrong risk, you know?
Yeah, that's really well put. You know, what better way to be where you're at right now and to support people and help them and help manage their finances when you've come from a world where you're right, somebody's life is in your hands. That's exactly what's happening with finances is they've worked their entire life. They put their trust, right?
Their guys, time,
Exactly. We're going to cut to a short break, guys. Before we do this, a radio station has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. If today is the day where you're just fed up with the way that your kitchen looks, you need a new remodel, head over to Premier Kitchen and Baths on 29 College Road. You can't miss them. They're right there in the corner building. Their number is 347-9234. Again, 347-9234. Stay tuned, guys, because when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up where we last left off.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back to Building Alaska. My name is Jesse. We are on KFAR Radio. And with me, I have Josh Church. For those who are just tuning in, we just, right before the break, we were just talking about Josh Church's, you know, time out in the military field. And then, you know, how, you know, balancing that and bringing that into, you know, his everyday work. And he brought up a really good point. I really enjoyed the way that you shared that. It was, you know, right now you're in the financial world. You're helping people manage their finance, their retirement. And people are putting a lot of trust. Yeah. These individuals have worked their entire lives. They sacrificed everything. And what better person to be there to help them, to guide them, to lean on, to trust than someone like yourself who has been in that field where people were depending on you and their lives were in your hands. And yes, you gotten to see, you know, the good and the bad out there. So going into this line of work, it's like you were built for it. And I could see that, you know, these people who are trusting you, you're like Allstate. You're in good hands, you know? But that was really awesome the way that you share that. It's so encouraging to know that you have that background. It's not something that, like, you woke up one day and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to get into this line of work and see how it goes. You were built for this. And it's important for our listeners to know that when they see Bronson, when they see Church on those bulletin boards, when they see him on those banners and on those line yard signs, is that that's who we're talking to right now. That's who is helping all these people, and that's who these people are putting their trust in. And so, you know, we just got done talking about, you know, if there was ever a time in your life when you were pushed to your limit. And for those people who missed out on that, you can tune in. If you go to kfarradio.com, you will be able to see our archive files. We will be uploading these podcasts/shows on our YouTube channel. That is to be announced when that will be up and going. We'll keep you guys updated. But going forward, my next question for you, Josh, is, you know, why step into public service at this level and why now?
Yeah. No, that's a great question. I think the now is the easier part to answer. So right now, Alaska is going to choose a new governor. The old governor is termed out, so we will have a new governor, however it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska, for a long time now, people sense this. We're seeing more and more buildings dilapidated. We're seeing higher crime, higher homelessness. We have the worst education performance in the country. There's more trash around. This town is not the optimistic place it was 20 years ago. And it's across the state. And you know, you've got troopers making good money. They're making a couple hundred thousand a year as troopers, but you can't hardly hire them. People don't want to go in to be firefighters and cops and teachers anymore. There's a air of pessimism. Mm-hmm. And we have got to turn this around. We want this to be a growing, thriving place for our kids with good schools where they graduate from these schools and they have good jobs. And there's not, you know, we want this to be welcoming where our streets are clean and where we can feel safe to have our daughters walk down the streets. Yep. We are trending in the wrong direction in so many areas. And I love this town and I want this to be a great place, the state, for my kids to grow up in. And I don't see that we're on the direction. And so why now? Why me? That's honestly, the why me is a great question. When Bronson asked me, I said no. And I said, you know, I'll find somebody else for you, right? And I spent the next 2 days like trying to think who else could run for him. And the problem is there's a lot of great people in this race and there's a lot of great people in the state, but most people that have the ability to run, I mean, most people don't have the finances, the money to be able to take, they don't have the flexibility of their job to do that. Or they do, but they're really out of touch. You have a really hard time getting people who are still close enough to the problems to understand them, but able to step up and do it. And because it's expensive and your name gets dragged through the mud and it's a lot of time and it's difficult, right? And you have to step away from your career and there's all kinds of... So when I was asked, I had to face the question of, this is expensive. There's probably somebody else better. Why me? I'd rather not do it. All these different things. But then what I ultimately said to myself is, if not you, who? Hmm. Like, you're being asked by the former mayor of the largest city who went in, he ran Anchorage for 3 years, tried to clean it up, but Anchorage was a little too liberal. And so, you know, he won after COVID, did some really good things, held some spending from going down. The next mayor raised spending by $50 million, a 10% increase in 1 year, and they're still not plowing the roads, right? The reality is you can't do it as one person. Mm-hmm. And so here was one person who was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, a commercial pilot. He was not a politician. He'd only been a politician one time as the mayor of Anchorage. And he was asking me for help. And when I looked at the polling data, and we just saw another poll come out this morning, actually, and it shows, again, Tom Begich, who's the Democrat, in the number one, and the number two position is Dave Bronson and myself. Every poll has shown us in the top four. But the reason I bring that up is to say this state is likely right now to elect someone who does not have a good vision for the state and who will raise taxes, who will slow down development, and will continue to make this a place that people are moving away from. And so if I believe that Bronson and myself can help make a difference and I say, yeah, it's not convenient for me, I'm going to stay home, how do I live with that? How do I square that with my sense of like, it's your job and your duty to help your neighbors and help your community. And so when it came down to it, I'm looking at this field of people and most of them can't win. And a few of them maybe could win, but they're not the right people. And so unfortunately, I think at this point I've been asked and I wish there was somebody better and smarter and more qualified that was running because I'd give it to them in a heartbeat. Like, it's not that I want the job. It's that we need to solve some of these problems. Yes. And if nobody else is going to step up, then I'm going to step up.
Yeah, and it's undeniable. I mean, Fairbanks being such, well, now it's a pretty big place, you know, compared to where it was 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but we're all feeling it. We're all feeling it. It's you don't even have to be on social media to feel it. You could see it around people. They're losing hope. They're getting carried away by other things. And there's a lot of misinformation. And there's it's like this, like you were talking about earlier. To me, I think of it like this, like a disease. And people are everybody's getting affected.
Yep.
But you know, you're right. It takes somebody to have that heart. And I was just we were talking a little bit before the break or during the break. You know, it's like your entire life, starting from your childhood, your entire family, the church family, has been heavily involved in soul care work. In the missionary field, it's all about sacrifice. It's all about service. So from the start of your life to where you're at right now, that's all you've been in. And to know that you have gone from, you know, building a house, building multiple homes, building buildings, going into the missionary field, your entire life as your family name, each and every single one of you guys have been pouring into so many people. What better person, what better name could we, you know, fall on in this time than the church name? So Josh, I appreciate everything that you've done. You've been involved. Your family has been heavily influencing the state of Alaska in so many positive ways. And so this is why we wanted to have you on, especially at this time right now, is for people to understand that when they see Bronson in church, they get to hear this. They get to connect with you and know that it's not just a name running for office to see how, you know, maybe we can make things work out. No, is that you're intentional, that you want to see this place thrive and you want to bring back that place where when people first moved here, they're like, I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. I'm going to raise my kids here. There's no better place in the United States of America that I'd rather build a family and know that we're safe and that we have a secure future.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And I mean, that is how I look at it. So I bought the old Dance Theater of Fairbanks building. And so I own that right now. And the crews right now are starting painting this week to clean it up because that building was falling apart and being dilapidated. And I'm putting in like $250,000 or so, maybe a little bit more of my own money to get this building fixed up. And I don't want to kick the arts. The dance theater's renting from us now. We're trying to keep everybody in there. We're trying to get it more rented out because we got some vacant spaces. So contact Mandy if you are interested in renting, Mandy with Century 21. But I look at this building the same way I look at, like, this building came across and I said, they said, we need help. We're having a hard time, you know, making it. And so I said, well, I've been successful with residential properties. Let me sell those. I'll buy this commercial because it's not good to have across from the park right downtown, right across from the state building, you've got this building that's falling apart and it's attracting. We have to turn our communities around. And so last fall I bought that building and I'm trying to get it fixed up, trying to get it rented out. And I view this at the state as just the same thing. Like if there's a problem in your community and you have the ability, you know, to shovel the sidewalk, to pick up the trash, to whatever it is, you do what you have the ability. And this opportunity to run and help clean up our elections and some of the other duties that Lieutenant Governor had was given to me. I was asked to serve. So if the people of Alaska want me to serve, I will serve them in this role.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We're about to close up. So just really short, if you could answer this just for us to know. So my last question to you before we close out is if your kids were to listen to this someday, what do you hope they would understand about the choices you've made?
I want my children to know that I always tried to serve other people and you can live a good life and enjoy what God has blessed you with, but you have to share with others. Then that's both your wealth and your time and your heart. You can't just live for yourself. You have to serve others too. And so I hope that they would understand that sense of duty and community.
That's awesome. Well, Josh, we are at an end at our show, but I wish we can be here all day and just continue to just dig into your life. And I just want to say we appreciate, you know, everything that you're doing, just thinking outside the box, seeing that you're not just talking, but you're actually doing things. You have been a big help to so many people, personally, specifically in Fairbanks, Alaska, but there are other things that, you know, you're doing all around the state. And for those people who are listening, guys, you heard it from his own mouth. You can look him up online. Guys, when we're looking at Josh Church, we're looking at a bright future here for Fairbanks, Alaska. Go and vote. Go and vote, because your vote can do a big, big change in Fairbanks, Alaska. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.